this week.
He was on the TSC call. We were both on the TSC call right before this. So he might, he, in fact, right as I left, he was due to present something. So I think maybe that's why he is not here. He should be joining. Okay. So I started the call of recording. So welcome to the 5G use case call. We had a rocky start because our bridge was usurped we have bridge problems because maybe the other person using ONAP 5 didn't let it go, or this link might be bad. We need to investigate. Okay, so I think Shankar wanted to present something on OFPCL. Stop sharing, go ahead.
Sure. So Swami, should I just get started with a couple of slides and then maybe you can take over after that?
Yeah, sure, Shankar.
Okay. So let me start sharing my screen. So do you see my screen?
Yeah, you might want to go full screen mode though.
Okay, let me see. I hope that works. Usually it messes things up.
Or you can just shrink the sidebar a lot. Yeah, that works too.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
And okay, awesome.
If you right click on laser pointers, you can see your cursor easier. Just right click anywhere. There you go. Laser pointer options. There you go. Laser pointer.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks for accommodating us on the schedule, Ben. And we basically wanted to give a view on the network slicing work or the POC thereof that we were trying to come up with for Frankfurt. So this is with a lot of folks from the community who have been giving their inputs and working very hard on getting these deck together, primarily Swami, Rakesh from AT&T. We have Dilip from Reliance, and Burislav has contributed immensely for the modeling efforts and giving us views on various aspects on those, and Rishi from Verizon, who's been providing his inputs as well. So just to get started with, I wanted to provide a bit of context on what the scope for Frankfurt is, and also in terms of the slicing aspects. So based on what 3GPP says, there are three layers to slicing. There's a communication services that provide an end-to-end service to a user. And there is a core network, and there is an access network that provides the corresponding segments, slice segments that provide the necessary performance and the features and the functionality that is needed by each of those respective segments. And this is, again, just coming from the tech spec 28530, so this should be fairly familiar to folks. The one thing I did want to mention here is that there is also a transport segment that kind of provides the connectivity between the core and the access network as well. So the scope for what we are trying to target here is basically to demonstrate an end-to-end slice design and instantiation, which includes RAN and the core slice subnet design and instantiation. So if you think about what we are doing here in terms of the different phases that 3GPP mentions as the lifecycle of NSI, there is a preparation phase, there is a runtime component to it, which involves instantiation, activation, there is a supervision reporting and modification of the slice, and there is a decommissioning phase. So we kind of marked the different phases that we are planning to target for Frankfurt in two colors. One is the brown and the other is the blue box here. So what is scoped in brown is basically what we are planning to get to in Frankfurt, and the blue corresponds to the stretch goals that we are envisioning for the Frankfurt timeframe. So clearly, as we can see, there is a preparation phase where there is going to be a design component to it, which defines how the slice should look like, what the slice segment should look like, and so on. And there's a pre-provisioning phase, which kind of sets up the stage for the instantiation.
And those are in design time, like an SDC sort of, the SDC policy designer and all those, that time?
That's correct.
Okay.
And there is a instantiation, configuration, and activation phase, which sorts of brings up these different slice segments and brings up an end-to-end slice together. In terms of the stretch goals, we are also trying to see if we have the bandwidth for it, we would be able to sort of do some simple control loop monitoring on top of a network slice, which involves supervision of the slice. There is a reporting component that sort of looks at whether the slice meets the necessary performance criterion, and if modifications are needed, there will be some workflow that sort of goes and modifies these slice segments. Thinking of something simple there, but clearly, we wanted to target the basics first, and therefore we included the runtime supervisioning and the closed loop as a stretch goal. We aren't planning to target the decommissioning phase for Frankfurt, and that is certainly something we would like to do in the future. So in terms of design and pre-provision, this really means that we are going to create the necessary slice and the slice subnet templates, and this is going to leverage a lot of the design work that went into in the Dublin phase, which Borislav had immensely contributed towards. And the instantiation configuration activation would be really the instantiation of a network slice instance, which also includes the corresponding constituent slice subnets as well, which in terms of the previous slide here would mean the core network slice segments and the access network slice segments or the RAN slice segments.
And these would be modeled as services, essentially service objects in ONAP, right?
In similar spirit, we have a bunch of slides that Borislav would be detailing on how this is being modeled and gotcha. The thoughts thereof. And like I said, the stretch goal is basically a very simple control loop, which includes modification or scaling or healing as has been written here, based on where the various PMFM data reporting that we get from the slicing itself. The one note that I wanted to sort of bring about here is that the current scope may not involve an actual UE getting onboarded onto the slice as defined in the 501 workflow spec. That's primarily because we aren't sure if we do have the corresponding support in terms of the actual NFs being able to carry traffic, right? So that's something that we are still working towards, and we are not really sure if we'll be able to get to that. And in terms of realizing an actual traffic flow, one important part to it is the actual core NFs being available, the RAN simulator or the RAN components being available and being able to carry actual traffic. So we're still working towards that. So it may be that is going to be one of our stretch goals, and we might end up delivering the configuration and the instantiation components as on simulators for the RAN as well as on the core. So just to give an end-to-end view for Frankfurt, we are envisioning a very simple slicing view here, where let's say, for example, there are two network slice instances, one for MMTC, another for the EMBB, and each has its own set of requirements in terms of the bandwidth, latency, and whatnot. The idea behind this slide is to basically give a view on how to map the previous couple of decks that we saw into an example, and not necessarily tie it down to it being either relevant for EMBB or MMTC. But just to give an overview of how the network slice would look like from an end-to-end view, and how it thereof translates to the corresponding scope that we are planning for in Frankfurt. So whatever is marked in blue here is basically going to leverage the functionality that was implemented in Dublin. And like I mentioned earlier, the RAN slice subnet and the core slice subnet, at least for the moment, we are thinking of realizing them using simulators just to get started with. But we are exploring options if we can actually have some very simple NF spun up as a part of the core, and maybe exploring the possibility of a RAN that can actually carry some traffic. So just to go through the bulleted list in here, we plan to design slice subnet templates for RAN and the core. This is based on the NRM in the 3GPP spec 541. We also plan to model an isolated transport network template that connects the RAN to the core network with the corresponding QoS, bandwidth, and resiliency parameters. One suggestion that we have been also pondering about is whether to make things simple, we can think of the transport to be a part of the core itself, just in terms of making the scope simpler and making it easier for us to get a end-to-end view. We also plan to design an end-to-end slice template. I think that's really where things come together. And this is again based on what is specified in spec 541. And we will go through these different design aspects and how it ties in with the modeling work in a bit. In terms of the orchestration, which is the second part of the flow that we sort of saw earlier, we plan to have these slices, end-to-end slices allocated, and plan to sort of have at least two exemplar slices for EMBB and MMTC, each with having a separate RAN and a core subnet. When I mean separate, it basically, again, is a simplifying factor that we could have it either as a dedicated or we could have it as a shared. So we're not really necessitating it be one or the other, but the models and the orchestration that we come up with could work for both, but we might end up demonstrating just one or the other. Like I mentioned, the RAN and the core at this point could potentially be stubs. And if we do have those NFs available, we would be more than happy to sort of try and demonstrate this on actual NFs or maybe some NF that we could handcraft to just show the utility of how the end-to-end slice works. Go ahead, please.
The one you're talking about, the first RAN slicing, the latency, right? The latency you track down based on the PNF or based on the at least the in the RAN network, or you say end-to-end for transport call network, right? So track down based on the WinF to measure the latency throughput and the PNF too, or how do you do the measurement for based on the what? Based on the PNF, WinF, or combination?
So I think it has to be a hybrid of the subnets and the end-to-end slice. I think each of it independently has its own performance characteristics. We'll actually go through those specific ways in which these subnets and the slice instance themselves are sort of modeled, and you'll kind of see how the performance targets are woven into the models in itself. Mm-hmm. So, and like I just mentioned, just to move ahead with the deck, ANAI could potentially be a stub as well, which sort of reflects the models that we built to represent a slice segment or a slice instance in SDC, and which could also be carried forward to an ANAI. Swami, can you take over from on? Just go ahead and explain, the mapping of the different ONAP modules and the workflows.
Okay, Shankar. Probably you can just continue sharing. Maybe I'll just go over the slides.
Sure.
Okay. So in order to kind of map the 3GPP defined functions, right, onto the corresponding ONAP modules, so we have just tried to kind of map the CSMF, which is the communication service management function, and the network slice management function, and the network slice subnet management function onto the corresponding ONAP modules. So from our point of view, the communication service management function could in fact be to see. So if, for example, an operator wants to just instantiate a slice without bothering anything about the service that is going to run on top of it. So in that scenario, your VID would be something that from an ONAP perspective would be the equivalent of your CSMF. However, if we are talking about service instantiation and then, in turn invoking the slice workflows, right? So in that case, it would be the service instantiation workflows which would play the role from an ONAP perspective of the CSMF. Now the NSMF, if you look at, it would be typically played by the SO, where we'll have workflows. So when we say slice workflows, it need not be necessarily all new workflows that we would have to write. The idea is that to leverage the structure and the code base that is already present in SO and look at aspects. For example, one example I will give, though it's still in the preliminary phase, is kind of look at recursive workflows so that by doing that, you don't have to really bother about the level of nesting or the level of depth that you will have in the slice subnet, because 3GPP by definition does not prevent one to have just one level of slice subnets. You could go I mean, n levels down. So by having, I mean, by looking at a recursive kind of approach, it would not require further adaptations as the, I mean, the hierarchy levels are increased later on. Similarly, for the NSSMF, so the subnet workflows would have to be driven from SO. However, for in order to actually instantiate the NSSIs, right? For example, if you take the RAN, it has to be then done by the SDNR for the RAN. And we are envisioning that we could leverage the VFC for the core part of the network. Okay, at least the thinking here is that if not for anything else, at least to simplify the realization, we could look at a core subnet as a kind of separate tenant on OpenStack, which could then be instantiated using your VFC, for example, the lifecycle management and the SO part of the, I mean, the orchestrator part of the VFC. We could instantiate the new NSSI, and then, okay, in a trigger, whatever basic configuration is required. Yeah, probably the next slide, Shankar. So this is in showing a very high-level view of the end-to-end flow that we envision as part of the Frankfurt release. So I will probably not go into all the details. Let me just point out a few highlights here. So one point is that once we get a request for a slice to be allocated, the SO flows are activated, which in turn communicates with the OOF in order to get the slice recommendation. So according to 3GPP, if you see the request that comes for a slice, it's an allocate request. Now an allocate request could result in two scenarios. One is it could result in an instantiation of a new end-to-end slice, or it could result in mapping the request to an existing instance, to an existing network slice instance. And the mapping could be with or without modification of an existing slice instance. So this is what we are seeing here in the 28.531. So this, it's from an OOF perspective, it's more of a selection problem. And if we need to instantiate, okay, then it comes to the resource allocation, appropriate resource allocation. So this is being performed by the OOF. By looking at the network slice instances that are available, and if a network slice instance has to be created newly, then looking at the NSSIs, the slice subnet instances that are available, and then coming up with a recommendation, what exactly needs to be done. So in this, for the sake of simplicity, here we have shown that if you see towards the middle of the slide, we assume that a new RAN subnet has to be instantiated. So in this case, then the SO would be triggering the SDNR to instantiate or configure the new RAN slice subnet. And for the core, we assume here, again, to just illustrate the concept, we assume that we'll reuse or share an existing core subnet, and then it has to be informed by the SO to the VFC that the existing subnet VNFs have to be also mapped to the new end-to-end slice. So finally, what after all this happens, the ANDI is updated of the active slice instances and the slice subnet instances. And like Shankar pointed out a few minutes ago, in case we are not able to realize the full-fledged implementation of ANDI, it could be just a simple, maybe a REST call or a stub, wherein we are able to show that, yeah, yes, indeed, like the slices have been instantiated or the slices have been allocated. So this is the next two, three slides just shows the mapping of the flows that we showed to the existing flows that are available in the TS28.531 specs. So just one point in the previous slide was that we are not considering, when we are considering the mapping to an existing slice, right, a request, we are not considering a modification of an existing slice instance. So there are only two options possible. Either we reuse the same instance as is, or we create a new instance. So a modification to an existing instance, at least from a Frankfurt's point of view, it's out of scope.
So one point, just to add to what Sonia was mentioning, is that while we might end up you know, using simulators for different components and stubs. We are hoping that the APIs that we build now will not really change when we can plug in the actual NFs and the actual instantiation of or a realization of the core and the RAN.
So the, let me still clarify the things. Let's see it from config from top level from MSO. The slicing, let's say you build a model like say the device, you for instance the first one, you build device, you have the WinF or the VFC container as a VF module, you have the PF, right? So how did you slicing based, which part are you going to slice?
Like yeah, so for example, for the VNFs, right? So, I mean, a core network. So if you are talking about maybe creating a new slice subnet instance of the core, it would mean typically, for example, spinning up a new SMF, new UPF for some of the typical 5G core network functions, right? Mm-hmm. And like Shankar was pointing out, if we are getting real NFs, that would be good. If not, what we would have to do is we would have to have some kind of, let's say, very simple or you can, dummy VNF probably is a derogatory thing, but it's something very simple like stubs or some basic representation of those NFs we would be designing. Okay, these are the stretch goals. So without going reading all the points in this slide, so the first stretch goal is to be able to demonstrate a very a simple closed loop. And if that is going to be the case, we would anyway be generating some PM and FM data. So we would also then be using it during the NSA allocation recommendation that OOF comes up with. So that is the idea. So the crux here of the first stretch goal is to be able to generate some PMFM metrics and realize a very simple closed loop control. Then the second stretch goal is to be able to demonstrate some traffic within a specified slice. For example, an EMBB slice would be the most preferred one for the sake of simplicity. So we are exploring options of how we can demonstrate a UE traffic end-to-end using again maybe some simulators, for example, a video traffic. So that is the second stretch goal. And the third stretch goal is the ANDA impacts. Now, why we have put that as a stretch goal with respect to ANDA is some of the modeling aspects, right, with respect to ANDA could take longer for the community to converge. While some of the aspects could be fairly straightforward, there could be some aspects which could take longer to take a decision. So in that case, we do not want to jeopardize the basic stuff that we want to target for Frankfurt while leaving room for extension beyond Frankfurt. So that is why it is indicated as a stretch goal. And the other aspect with respect to the stretch goal 3 is to be able to to make use of the resource occupancy levels in the BCIE when taking a decision, when the OOF takes a decision for the slice allocation.
Can you make an example, like say currently existing slicing modeling at this example one, then we can say based on the units so we have WinF, VFC, then you're going to slicing later on, you have the service level tracking down, for the performance, the latency or other, throughput, something, right? So from the, SDC module, currently it's built already, also hasn't built yet for the modeling work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Juan, maybe I will ask you to hold on a few minutes till Borislav goes through the slides and then we can come back to your question if it's still not answered properly.
Okay.
Okay, Borislav, probably can you take over the next few slides?
Sure, gladly I will.
Do you want to share your screen, Borislav, or?
No, it's okay. If it's okay with you,
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I can move the slides.
As you changing the slides.
Sure.
So probably most of you are already familiar with this work. It was introduced in Dublin release, and they presented it on several occasions. So the idea of creating a network slice was designing some service templates in SDC, and we contributed a few features which allow this design. And basically what we need to do for a network slice is to design the network slice subnet, which includes the different network slice subnets like run, core, and transport between them. Transport, as we can see in this proposal, can be part of core, or it can be separate. And side of design the different services, I mean on-app services, which represent those network slice subnets, we also design the properties, the actions, the workflows, the policies which needs to be done. So yeah, we can go to the next slide. So here we are looking at an example of a modeling of a network slice, and every modeler, every service provider can model the slices in a way which suits its need. For some operator, it will be network slice as a service. So the slice will be the customer facing service. For another one, it will be an internal component of a service like gaming or AR/VR or something else. Then in this case, it will not be a customer facing service. And let's assume for this example that I have some EMBB service which I am selling to some customers. So my customer facing service is called EMBB service. I could have thought about a more original name. I didn't at the time. So this service is composed, it can be composed of multiple services, and one of them is the EMBB network slice, because we rely on the EMBB network slice. You can see the EMBB network slice has one-to-one mapping with EMBB network slice subnet, and this is according to the 3GPP TS28541 definition of the intention of this is to, for the network slice to be like a contract for, let's say, quality of experience. And this contract is achieved by defining the different properties of the slice in the EMBB NS on-app service. So you can see here a few examples, but of course, all the different properties defined by 3GPP should be here. And then there is the EMBB network slice subnet on-app service, which has inside three network slice subnets for run, transport, and core. And of course, we can decide the transport will be part of core, and then we will have two services, just a modeling decision. Okay, so the functionality that we contributed was in the area of handling of composite services, service composition, or maybe called service dependency. So these service compositions allow us to create composite services like EMBB NSS and nested services like 5G run, transport, and core. And it is applicable not only to network slicing, but to any type of services you would like. Network slicing is one particular case where this feature is used. Okay, and the second thing is that we can, I need a couple of minutes here. The second feature we contributed is the ability to define services as shared or as dedicated, and this is the service dependency. So in this example, I defined the 5G run network slice subnet as shared, meaning that when we are instantiating the EMBB NSS service it will create a new instance of 5G core NSS service, a new instance of transport NSS service, and it will not create a new instance of 5G RAN service, but instead it will search for an already existing one and use this found instance, maybe by changing this, but as was said, not as part of this proposition. In this case, we'll only either use or create a new service, so not modify an existing one. Unless there are questions, we can go to the next slide.
When you say, oh, sorry, back on the.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Say a shared DU, what exactly are you implying that the DU is basically it's on other network slices as well, right?
Right. Well, we had a few discussions regarding sharing and, if you remember, allotment of resources, etc. In this case, the DU, and we'll see the model of the RAN in two slides in further. So this DU is a PNF. Okay, it's not a VNF, it's a PNF, and it's a bit more difficult to instantiate new instances of PNF. So the DU, or a group of DUs represented by this service named DU, and later I call them DU as a service, this group of DUs will have to serve this new network class.
So the here, like follow the Ben's question, say DU, that's a PNF, right? The PNF will now be slicing in here, right? Or be, so during the instantiation, still keep the PNF, right? For the, to the downstream, to the, you know, SDNC or NAI for this case, right?
The DU is a PNF, and if you want it to support a new network slice, we need to configure it. So we are using the same DU, which is also used in other slices, and we are sharing it. We are sharing it, and as part of this sharing operation, we are reconfiguring it. In this simple example, we will just use it. Like, we will say that this DU is shared, and we will not allocate capacity of the DU, for example, in this use case. Okay.
So then your CEO will do the allocation or share to the CEO CP one, right, for that one?
Oh, the DU is usually served by a specific CEO CP. So when we choose a shared DU, then we also effectively choose a shared CUCP.
Mm-hmm. So then the each capacity, when you do allocate the capacity managing for the each device, you trace down to the CUCP to tracking the capacity allocation for each, right, for the downstream?
Yes, well, it will be part of some workflow which will need to be defined, and this workflow can be specific for the specific DU and CUCP, and it can be brought by the RAN vendor and can be just used as an API. Hopefully, in some future, there will be REIT which will control this. As you know, there's a lot of activities there now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I think let's continue. So I'm involved in the modeling service IAM group, where for already, I think, almost half a year, we are trying to define the model of network slices and services and nesting and sharing of services, etc. This is part of the work done there. When the work will be concluded, I'll, of course, update with the decisions. Let's continue, please. So here I'm talking about the reason for using the nested service approach for network slicing. I think I described this the nesting and the sharing approaches. Unless you have questions, we can continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have still question to the before. So you do the next way. You have PNF, WinF in here, right? Your task model. You when the slice the Shankar did the first page, right? We track down this project for this latency, you know, for the latency throughput. So basically, we tracking down by WinF level, right? Not a VFC level, or you track them at VFC level. That's still my question.
Oh, the only thing that I did was related to the modeling part. So I didn't go into the orchestration part, which handles the SO versus VFC dilemma. Okay, so here I'm just describing the why we chose the shared and nested and shared services approach, which is in case we need to share a PNF or a VNF, then we wrap it with a service and share this service. And the service is responsible for holding additional information which can assist us with the sharing. One of the consideration was that PNFs currently in ETSI definition does not support specific attributes. There is just a small set of attributes which are supported by PNFs. And here in ONAP, we are allowing to increase the support and allow custom properties and operations on those PNFs by using services.
So, Joanne, just to understand your question, were you referring to VFC, the controller, or were you talking about VNF component, VNFC?
Okay, so your first page, right? Because I'm interested in you monitor the service level for the throughput, latency, performance, bandwidth. That's very key, those key parameters we need to monitor from level. So the level to break down the slicing here, that the tree composite the service, the nesting service in here with the recursive. They basically have WinF, VFC, basically VF module come to the PNF. When you track down to the, say, the tracking down the latency, I'm asking which level you need to track down for this. Is any parameter you have with the throughput, which one you track down, you're counting. If I'm the operator, what I'm going to track down? Tracking on the PNF level?
At least maybe can I take a shot at that? I would look at if it was the NSSI, right? So it would have to be at the subnet level. So for example, if I have to measure the latency, it has to be between the starting point of the core subnet to ingress of the core subnet to the egress of the core subnet. So then you would have the core subnet's latency, for example, if you are talking about latency. Now, it could be actually measured maybe as a sum of the latencies across the individual links or whatever. But when we are talking about here, right, the latency for me, it is for the slice subnet, core slice subnet as a whole.
Yeah, latency. The same thing like bandwidth, you basically the link tracking by link, right? The you know, to wing up to. I just want to see how,
Yeah, so the link bandwidth we had added here because we wanted to kind of also simplify the transport part. We were thinking of having the transport subnet instead of having it as a separate one, at least to start with. We thought of, let's say, integrating with the core, at least to get started. So that is the primary thought process here. But with respect to latency and throughput, I think it has to be measured at the subnet level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, let me introduce you, talk to you later offline. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
All right. So this is just an part of an example of a Tosca template, which is generated from modeling those services. Okay, we can see here that the 5G RAN NSS is part of the EMBB NSS. And we are finding the instance of 5G RAN according to some filters, which are defined on the different parameters, like latency of the RAN should needs to be less than latency of the EMBB network slice. And it can be more complex. Let's continue, please. So this is an overall example of how this looks, the modeling how looks in SDC, okay? And there is 5G RAN, transport core, and here is an example, next slide, of the 5G RAN. Next slide, please. Yeah. So you see here is the DU as a service and the CUCP as a service, and you see the little chain link on them, which means that they are shared. And then there is a CUUP, which is a resource. In this example, it can also be a service if you like, and the different links between them. Okay. And of course, there are also properties and also actions and workflows and policies which need to be modeled and defined for all of this to work.
Okay, let's continue, please. Yeah, can I have a question? This page. Let's say your D.
By the way, this model sorry is based on things. Presentation which he gave according to the ETSI standardization work.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to ask the question?
Joanne, did you have a question on this?
Yeah. Because it's that because of modeling, you have the DU, right? How do you slice a SIG connection point? How many CU based on purpose, right? In this case, how many CU you're going to be spun out from the DU, like say combined this on the DU, based on the DU VF module, right? How many CU you're going to have, like, you have, so far you have CU, CP pad, service UP. This is only two. This level called the VFC level WinF. How many you going to spawn VFC for this? Or you just based on that's what.
So here because we not have real RAN and real PNF and VNF descriptors available, so it's all stubs. But the logic will be handled inside the DU as a service and the CUCP as a service, and maybe there will be CUUP as a service. This logic will sit inside. It will be controlled by the different properties, policies, and probably the workflows will be provided by the vendors. And the decision of how many instances of DUs, what are the tracking areas, what DUs control which cells, it will be all inside the services.
Okay, so the currently in the SDC, there's a model built already for the DU, CU, the logical model for the support of 5G. Like, you know, how many, you know, DU, spawn out, how CU, CPE.
Oh, this model is dependent on for different vendors and different types of deployments. The basic building block in SDC is service and resource. So from that, the specific RAN component need to be onboarded according to the particular definitions. The favor of those companies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an illustration, of course, with the stubs of 5G core modeling in SDC. We can see that the 5G core control plane is shared user plane is dedicated, and we can, in this case, I chose just for the UPF to be dedicated, but it can be also a slice with the UPF and SMF, and maybe some input of PCF, and maybe NRF, which will be dedicated, and the other components like NSSF will be shared. So any variation is a value. Okay. I think we can go to the next slide. So I see you added the definitions from the normative work in TS28541. This is the service profile, and there is the slice profile, and there is a definition in TS22261, which describes the requirements for the different use cases. NDB or IoT. Right. So I think this is more or less all that I have to present.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. If not, maybe Swami, can you please continue with the component impact, just an initial view, and maybe we can spend a couple of minutes here perhaps.
I think probably in the interest of time. So we'll just go over the components. So one of the main impacted components would be the OAF, where we would have to select the, appropriate slice instance if it already exists. If it doesn't, then try and choose appropriate slice subnet instances if they exist, and then give like a stitch together end-to-end. If nothing really relevant exists, then give recommendation for instantiation of the subnets and the end-to-end slice. So in terms of SO, like I initially pointed out, right? So we are trying to see if to the maximum extent how we can leverage the existing service flows. Of course, there would be some enhancements needed, but we are looking at ways by which the enhancements can be kept to a minimum in terms of going up to the nested level, like service, then slice subnet, and so on. The impacts in A and A, so I think this requires a separate discussion in itself. So I'll just give a high level view. So with respect to the inventory, right, there are multiple aspects. One is, for example, A and A is supposed to have the inventory of all the things that are present in the network. So one should be able to find out for a service, which slice instance is it mapped to? And if I look at a network slice instance, I should be able to find out what are the slice subnet instances that are serving it. And similarly, if I take a network slice instance, I should be able to get a view of what are all the services that are running in it. And then if I look at the slice subnet, I should know what are the VNFs or what are the PNFs or what are the resources that are allocated to that slice subnet. So these are some of the different aspects, but I think this requires a separate, detailed discussion, because, for example, if you look at a RAN slice, right? So you may want to also look at from a cell perspective. However, today, I don't think in the A and AI, the cell is there is a notion of cell within A and AI. So however, if you want to allocate part of the resources of a cell to a slice subnet, this you would expect as part of the inventory to be visible in A and AI. So these are some of the points that needs to be taken up further. So what we are also looking at in parallel is there is some work that has gone in for the TM Forum Catalyst project on network slicing. We are seeing if any existing work from there can be leveraged, and then probably make a presentation, probably bring it up to the NDI community. Okay, policy, it's pretty much with respect to the configuration policies for the various aspects, for the resource allocation, for the slice allocation, and the constraints. The stretch goal, of course, is to realize the simple control loop for the slice orchestration. That is based on the PMFM data, initiate the control loop action, and then perform the necessary reconfiguration. But that's the stretch goal. Impact in SDNR is to be able to reconfigure the RAN slice subnet based on the inputs that we receive from the SO. Here, we need to have some discussion about how we can leverage or how it would interact with the PNF plug and play use case and its evolution. Probably, yeah, the VFC, the idea is to be able to use the VFC for instantiating the core slice subnet, that is for the at least the required VNFs that are required for the slice to be able to reuse, I mean, to be able to use the VFC component. Here, for when we are looking at a very dedicated slice subnet, we are looking at creating them as a separate tenant in OpenStack. However, we are open to suggestion if there are other ways by which we can demonstrate this concept. Okay, in the DCIE, the stretch goal is to design a new microservice for the VM data aggregation per NSSI based on the inputs that it would receive from the RAN or the core. Okay, I think this is something which we have already talked about. So then we come to probably the next slide, Shankar. I think we have talked about the ANDI. So the simulator. So this is again a critical part. So right now we are looking at only simulators. However, if we get some real components, right, some real network functions, that would be really great, because that would then also enable us to look at demonstrating some traffic flows as well. But in the absence of such NFs, we would have to look out for some simulators. And here we are looking at multiple options both for the RAN and the core. Like, for example, enhancing the RAN simulator that was used for the OFSON use case, the OpenR interface, FlexRAN, and other things. For the core, we are looking at some options. However, if we don't find anything that is, let's say, easily integratable with the ONAP components, we may end up writing some very simple dummy VNFs or some stub kind of VNFs for the core network functions. So maybe now we'll pause here to listen to your views or feedback about this proposal. I mean, does this make sense? In the sense that we understand that we have made some simplifying assumptions along the way, but our objective has been to get this thing started from Frankfurt while making it extendable, so that the building blocks, if we start off in Frankfurt, then we can add much more functionality, let's say beyond Frankfurt in Geilen and future ONAP releases. So from that perspective, what is the view or the feedback on what we have just presented?
Yeah, I think it looks good to me. I mean, you know, you basically want to do three things. One, you want to have some kind of something that's demonstrable, just to show that, you know, we're able to progress forward. And number two, I think, you know, those long lead things that we anticipate will take time to resolve over multiple releases, I think you want to get the ball rolling on, which you've kind of identified, which is great. I think that's really good. And then number three, on point two, like as an example of point two is the modeling stuff, right? I mean, that's sort of the multiple release to do. And then number three, I think the things that are foundational that you want to build upon. I think one of the feedback we've gotten a lot on network slicing is that network slicing itself kind of needs a lot of the other 5G stuff to be foundationally put in place, right? And as you work on this use case, I think you'll find also that you will have either defined or will have wanted to have in place things like a base station, or how to define a service, or how to, you know, a lot of those foundational things, and to engage the people who might be also be working on those things, I think will be important.
Yeah, Ben, I think I fully agree. I mean, especially I think there is also ongoing work with respect to the RAN configuration use case, right? So things like that, I think, would have to go hand in hand. And I also believe that like not all the questions will be answered within the Frankfurt time frame. So we may have to again, I mean, outside whatever we have just described, we may have to make further assumptions as we go along the way. But I think the only guiding thing would be that it should be extendable. I mean, it, the effort that we put for Frankfurt should be extendable going beyond for future analysis.
Yes, right. Right. Go ahead, John.
So Ben, I have a question. Let's say it's good. So demonstrable about based on you, like say we basically have building block built in, right? We don't need a detailed solution for this phase, right? So now what's the next step for like a basically for
I think
like
the slide was it 2 or 3 was pretty good. Shankar had
Me go back to that.
I think that was a pretty good sort of roadmap. The slide 3. Yeah, that's a pretty good roadmap, I think. I mean, clearly the first things you want to do are things in design time, right? That's before you do anything runtime, you want to get some of those. That preparation box is the design time stuff. And then that next box over is basically the stuff you're doing to create services and to be able to create those theoretical objects that you, that runtime will need. Because, you know, we don't have yet any of the actual boxes yet. So, but it takes many releases to define and get all those other, you know, design time stuff in place, such as ANEI and plug and play and all those other service definitions and things. And, you know, Borislav and I both have been on modeling calls and, you know, that can go round and round in circles just to try to define something relatively simple. So I think identifying and knowing what are those sort of longer lead things. I'm on the ANEI call every week and I've raised awareness of R6 use cases. So, you know, it's good to, you know, even for three releases, I was trying to get PNF name and PNF ID and PNF name resolved for them to use PNF ID instead of PNF name. And ultimately they couldn't. So just something that seems somewhat simple even, you know, takes a lot of effort. So I think it's, to demonstrate something just even in those two red boxes, I think would be useful, you know, just to be able to show that we've done some of the design time groundwork to be able to create, you know, services, some of those core networks that Borislav is showing, those objects and things. I think that sort of thing just shows that we're making progress. And what's important is ONAP is kind of at a phase where a lot of service providers are around the world are saying, is this going to work and should I invest in it and should I, you know, start to think about rolling it into my networks? And if you can't support a 5G network, which we're you know, which everything is going to, it's not going to, you know, people aren't going to adopt it, right? So that's why we need something demonstrable.
So one other facet to making it demonstrable, like you mentioned, Ben, is the ability for us to show the use case that we have here with a very simple UI, right? Something like what we did with the PCI.
Yeah, that was a good UI, actually. I really like that a lot, yeah.
So we were thinking of something along those lines, too. I don't think we mentioned in the slide, but that's something that we wanted to target in the scope as well.
Absolutely. I think, you know, being able to, if it's really hard to use and it's going to not very easily sort of mentally digestible, I think it won't be as easy to follow. So I would envision like, you know, the SDC design console is a pretty good, you know, you drag an NF over here and then you put, there's a little plus sign and you drag that little plus sign, it goes to another connection. And I would say some sort of thing that could show you, here's your slices and here's the different slices you could instantiate, an EMBB slice or MMTC slice or, you know, URLLC slice or whatever, a public safety slice, public safety slice or whatever, you know, that's being able to easily see the slices that that you're working with, I think will be something that will be important, you know, just because, you know, as you try to define a very complex network and as you define more and more slices, you know, end-to-end slices, I think it, you know, somebody's got to keep track of all of those and define all of those. And the easier you make it for them, I think the more they'll appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We've actually gone over time by 20 minutes. Any other comments or questions to Shankar and Borislav and Swami?
Yeah, can you the slides post Shankar, you post the slides on the website, right, for this one?
Yeah, so we will be posting it as soon as the call is done. So
if you let me share for a second.
Sure. Let me stop sharing.
There we go. Yeah, Ben, actually what we have done is we have created a child page on the release 6 use cases.
Yeah. So what I did in the 5G use case page, everybody should have a link to this, right? But the in the 5G use case page, I'll just put it in the chat again, I guess. Here, I just created here's a page for today's meeting. Here, right? And you can, here's the people that were on the call. And you can add, you should probably also add your slides here. And you can add it wherever else too. I'll upload the recording from today's call as well here as well. So.
Okay.
Great. Okay, we've gone over time. Thank you everybody for hanging in there. We should probably end the call right now. So,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Thanks, Swami. Bye.